Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, welcome to VFN Radio on VFN TV. I'm Christian Television on Christian Television Network. I want to give a big shout out to all of our listeners and viewers out there around the world and around the nation, and all those on the Gulf Coast, the beautiful Gulf Coast, where, from what I understand, there's a nice dreary fog and kind of a dampness that's coming down. But I want to encourage those that are on the Gulf Coast today to realize, if you were a little bit further north, that wouldn't be dreary rain coming down. It'd be ice on the road, and you'd be sliding sideways.
Not good.
And you know the drivers on the Gulf Coast don't know how to drive on ice.
Not at all. You ever tried it?
Yeah, I have. I ripped my vinyl in my seat when I was doing that once.
How'd you do that?
Tensed up. Right. I tensed up. As a matter of fact, I was driving it. We're going to be covering it. Today is the day. Today is the day that they began the memorial service for President Nelson Mandela. And we've been talking this week about President Mandela and his story. You know, the father of South America, as we know it, the first
South Africa.
South Africa. Thank you, man. I'm telling you what, I am so westernized. Dear Lord, forgive me. We're just so westernized. It's like, we're going to go set up, you know, in Johannesburg for a while and just get our GPS set right, because God is for all nations, and trying to it's a little difficult because God's called us to the nations, and we couldn't even manage our own lives. So we're trying to figure out.
Yeah, really.
And it's like, dear Lord, you know, and then as God began to open up the nations to us, then you start thinking, oh my goodness, they don't sound like us. They don't have the same Southern accent as you. I have the same accent.
Yours has changed over the years.
Is it really?
Yeah, you listen to your old recordings. It's amazing.
Please burn those recordings right there. I remember T.D. Jakes said when he left West Virginia and went to Texas, he said, I don't know what I was thinking. Get rid of all those things. But beginning to give us grace and beginning to think the way that the Lord would think over the world. It's just bigger than our brain. It's bigger than our education.
Way past it.
Way past. Could you spell check that for me? Oh, it's got an X in there. Anyway, so today they are in the same soccer stadium, which is so symbolic. If at 5 a.m., Central Time this morning, 6 a.m. Eastern Time in America, they were, I think it was like 1 o'clock in South Africa, were beginning the memorial for President Nelson Mandela. He's so much more than a president. You know, it's like, okay, yeah, he had a side job. He was a president.
Yeah, right.
But he led from the day that he began to lead, and even led from in 27 years in Robben Island Prison, he led. Mm-hmm. And in the context of that, it's like, wow, it was amazing, because leaders came from all around the world and are there right this moment. You had President Obama and his wife, Michelle, First Lady, and you had President George W. Bush and his wife ride together on Air Force One, and then you had President Jimmy Carter and President Bill Clinton come on a different aircraft over there. You had the vice president of China, you had the president of Japan, you had all the different regional presidents and prime ministers there, the president of Israel, the prime minister of Israel, just they kept on and on and on. It was in the same stadium that he used to unify. Think about it. He used that sport of rugby, because rugby was the oppressor sport and soccer was the true African's sport. And he utilized that moment in time, the rugby team, to unify the nation. And now that same stadium today, this morning, I'm watching the stadium today in the rain, mind you, but which, you know, it's like, hey, you know, if we're sons of Nelson Mandela, we cannot complain about this rain, because he was in jail 27 years.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know, can you imagine the nerve to be like, I'm not going to pray, don't. And so, And they were challenged. It was amazing. They were challenged by their leaders going, listen, hey, if we suffered 27 years, we could do this thing.
Yes.
And so they're in the same stadium that Unity was brought for South Africa. Now the Unity of the World's taking place. This is an amazing thing. You can watch this live. You can go right now to the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com, click on the torch, and you can watch the beginning, I believe, of a 10-day memorial where they're eventually going to lay him to rest and just celebrating. I mean, he is the George Washington, in our language of America, of South Africa. And without him standing strong for the freedom of the South African people, then they would still be in bondage. Without George Washington standing strong for the oppression of the people who lived in the 13 colonies here in America, then we may still be under oppression. Mm-hmm. The reason why Georgia, by the way, Americans, is called Georgia, that's King George. That was King George.
Right.
And so in the context of that is like, and so when they're celebrating today in South Africa, they're celebrating their George Washington, that he stood strong. He fought against all odds. And what they were described and you got to hear in the context, hopefully there's some related segments that we've talked about in this very thing that we're saying. Now, if you're listening to the VFN Torch, about George Washington, that they called him, they said he had a ragtag army. Mm-hmm. They say he had a ragtag army. But he had God on his side.
That's right.
And just miracles happened to be able to free a people. I mean, he should not have won. George Washington and the, quote, ragtag army, unquote, should not have won them. But they're barefoot walking around fighting against the British, you know, the king's army. Mm-hmm. I mean, just think about this. We were colonized. We were colonized and we broke free from the colonization. Mm. Well, South Africa was colonized, and they broke free in 1994, really, when they elected Nelson Mandela as the president of South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And so they too were under the oppression and the remnants of what came out of England. You know, the colonization.
Mm-hmm.
And Christ the King College, I believe it was, that had a movie or documentary put together called, you know, America 1611 or 2016.
Mm-hmm.
And he's trying to help us get an understanding of our current president, who was born in Hawaii, but he has African roots, and his dad was in Kenya, and his mother was united with his father. And he explains how his father, you know, based on what he's telling us, the documentary, and I wish I had, hopefully we'll have that in the related information, that you see why somebody would detest the colonization coming out of Great Britain, mm-hmm. and you see why... when you see the bust of Norman Churchill sent back as one of the first acts of our president. Winston Churchill sent back. And people were offended by that. And it's like, well, if you were African, you'd be offended. And if George Washington wouldn't stood up again, if our Nelson Mandela, named George Washington, wouldn't stood up against the oppression of the colonization, maybe we would still be there.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason why we have the the Bill of Civil Rights is because the British soldiers were barging into our houses, taking mm-hmm. our stuff, and we had no rights. And so that's who Nelson Mandela is. And so the whole world is coming and watching. I mean, you think about it. And you know, we have so many things we're going to cover. We have four programs back to back today. And hopefully we're going to talk about the third great awakening that we're believing God for in a conjunction to the first and the second great awakening, what followed that. Also, hopefully get a chance today to talk about some prophetic dreams and words that God has given, how they're unfolding. Even the leader of North Korea, God spoke to us before just yesterday. He had his uncle arrested, which was a And then the Muslim Brotherhood, CBN News is reporting right now that one of the members of the Homeland Security Council is posting on his Twitter account, you know, I do consider the United States as an Islamic country. And
this is one of ours.
This is one of the senior representatives of Homeland Security.
Wow.
And so many things are going on. We're being inundated. And by the way, that's why we're here. Mm-hmm. We're here to help encourage you and shine the light. God's word is a lamp unto our feet. It tells us where we are, and it's a light unto our path. It tells us where we're going. If all you do is listen to the news without having a light, L-I-G-H-T perspective, it can become overwhelming to you because it's so many things are happening simultaneously, intentionally. It's not about America. It's the entire world is being overwhelmed with just shifts and moves and just strategy. And it ends with, you know, as the Lord told us, it ends with a one world economy. That's part of the end time. But it doesn't matter what the economy is happening in the world. God's economy is different than that. And I'm hoping soon, you know, we get a chance to talk about how to respond to this changing nation. How do we respond to the changing world that we're in? Because a lot of people hold on to what was, not realizing that you have to be light in what is. You can't keep on preaching an old mindset. You can't keep on, if people aren't listening to you. I mean, people are where they are. But you don't change the gospel. But sometimes you can wrap yourself so much in a nationality, a nation. You can wrap yourself so much in some sort of concept like the United Nations or something of that nature that all of a sudden you're hanging on to it when God's moving on.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have things happening in our nation right now that it's changed. It's changed the fabric of our society. But don't miss this. God loves the people in America. And so how are you going to minister to them? We're going to talk about that hopefully this week. How are you going to minister to them? Are you going to shut down your doors and say, I'm not going to provide a service for you? I mean, imagine, God calls you as a missionary, and you're going to go to Iran.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to have that kind of attitude. And you're going to say, if you don't worship my God, and if you don't act the way I act, I'm not going to sell you bait goods. Well, first of all, in Iran, you're about to be in prison.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If they even let you live. Secondly, how are you going to win them? How are you going to win them over because God loves them?
Mm-hmm.
If you refuse to bake them a cake, and we're going to be talking hopefully soon about, you know, if you've been selling other people baked goods and never talked about their lifestyle, why all of a sudden you picked one,
mm-hmm.
and now you're going to bake a cake for them? And it's like, is it about that? Is it really about that? It's about like, you need to reboot and say, wait a minute, I'm not of this life. I've come here to let these folks know that God loves them and God's got a plan for their life. Let them all eat cake,
right? Yeah.
That's not good how that ended up. But to understand that this is what Jesus said. This is what God said through the unction of his spirit to Paul when he's writing about this in Ephesians chapter 6. He said, work. Do good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, function in the business that you're in. Submit to your boss. Don't pick and choose who you're going to bake a cake for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just function. And that's a religious spirit. When you can't love someone, I mean, you can speak truth. I mean, when people who don't know God can operate better in love than people who proclaim to know him, we've done something wrong. We've done something wrong. We've left love. We've left our first love.
Mm-hmm.
And now all of a sudden we're wrapping ourselves in some national identity instead of wrapping ourselves in the love of God and laying ourselves down at the cross because God came to set men free. More when we get back from this break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Can a Christian outreach group receive funding from the government? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulo.
My question is about faith-based funds. I'm looking and praying about getting a building to provide for people that are interested in Bible study and getting together with their families and friends for just local Bible study. And I was wondering if I would qualify for any of these faith-based funding.
Probably not, unless that facility was also going to be utilized for reaching the needs in the community with regard to the homeless, with regard to people that are in need of food, shelter, those kind of things. That's the general programs, rehabilitation programs from drug abuse, substance abuse. That's generally what these programs are for, battered women programs, abused women, those kind of things. If you have that facility used for that process, as well as Bible study, that's fine. And then you would perhaps qualify for the Faith-Based Initiative program.
If you have a legal question or concern, visit us on our website at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
If you haven't yet gone to the front of VFNTV.com, and it is a big link right there in the middle that says visit our sponsors. I want you to go there and just, you see them, you go there, click on visit our sponsors, and you'll see them, and they just continue coming in. We just thank God for our sponsors and our partners. And our partners are those who partner with us prayerfully and financially every single month, giving a financial gift. And our sponsors and underwriters are those businesses and ministries who stand up and say, listen, we too want to stand up for God and country in that order and for Israel. And you can see them all. And it's there for a reason. It's there so you can know, you know what? If I need a particular product or a particular service, and I want to stand with those who are standing up for country, God and country, and Israel, I'm going to go to VFNTV.com, and I'm going to see, is there a sponsor there right now? And if you provide a business or a service and you're not up, you need to do it. You need to say, hey, I want to be one of the ones that people come to. I want them to know when you buy our service, when you buy our product, you are saying, I stand with VFNTV and the daily radio program because I truly want to be able to keep the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, which is a command from God for us. And the hope for America is the light of God's word, the light of truth. And we're standing together. So you can go to VFNTV.com, click on visit our sponsors, and you can see firsthand, not only that, but maps on how to get to them and so much other. Thank you to our sponsors. Thank you to our partners. And God bless.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, Merry Christmas to everyone out there. You're listening. I'm Greg Lancaster. You're listening to VFN Radio on VFN TV and Christian Television Network. I want to wish you a merry and blessed Christmas. So many things are taking place in the world, but know this, that in this life, things are going to happen. But our God sent his son to overcome this life, overcome this world. And joining me, of course, is Pat, Kayan.
Kayan.
We got to get him a jersey, Kayan. Kayan. which I highly respect, Kayan. I'm still recovering. I'm looking kind of chills down my spine. You know, give me 4 teaspoons if that helps. I respect Kayan Pepper. Here today we're talking about, you know, Nelson Mandela, President Nelson Mandela. And it's amazing because the movie that they wrote about called Invictus, right? Mm-hmm. But it actually was a plan of President Nelson Mandela to unify the nation because rugby, which is amazing.
That's a brutal sport.
Well, yeah, I know that, you know, your brother, he signed up to play football with you, but you play rugby with him. Right?
What are you talking about?
When the hand goes up like this, right? What are you talking about? The limp he's got. The limp. Anyway, so so you had rugby was the oppressor's sport, the colonialists, and who colonized South Africa. And then you had the local sport, which is soccer. They call it football, but football to us is kind of a combo deal, isn't it?
Yeah.
And as Chris said, for you guys. Anyway, so this is not rugby.
We'll talk later.
And so when they saw the green shirt of the rugby players, it just represented the oppressors, because that's like, it's like, imagine if you're in America and everybody's playing cricket. I mean, that's cool, but that's not our sport, right? It's like, you know, grab the paddle that they beat you in. And so they saw that because the people who were against their right, 92% approximately of the people of South Africa played that sport, celebrated that sport, and the ones that were being oppressed played soccer. And so he used this sport to unify. He used the oppressor's sport to unify South Africa in this stadium. And the amazing thing is today in the stadium, the soccer stadium, in the rugby stadium today, that they're celebrating him in a stadium. Mm-hmm. And the thing that's unique about it is, and we got a picture of it on the VFN Torch, you got to see it. It has all the globe, basically, and it has these arrows coming in from all the different nations, like 50-something, 60-something leaders mm-hmm. from around the world are coming. I mean, his desire, the power of mercy and grace and forgiveness, but yet tenacity and holding fast to all men are created equal. And we all of God loves us all, and how to operate in the context of that was so powerful that not only did it unify South Africans, not only did it even give an empowerment to the oppressors. Where I mean, it's hard. I mean, if you're the oppressor, I mean, that if you have that kind of anointing, that and the oppressor can still live there mm-hmm. and feel okay there. And ask for forgiveness and move on. And that's a beautiful thing. Right. It's a beautiful thing. It was so powerful. Now the whole world, that unity that he chose to have, which emulated what we talked about in our earlier, and you can see a related segment talking about Nelson Mandela, the son of South Africa, the father of South Africa, is now the whole world is unified in that very same spot. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. And it's like we as the church, we've got to be very careful, Christ followers, those who made Jesus Christ the Lord of their life, that we walk like Jesus did. This is who Jesus spoke against. It wasn't the people who were religious. It was the religious folks. I mean, the prostitutes, he's like, come here, honey. Look at you. I know. Listen, I forgive you. I don't hold these sins against you. Go and sin no more. Mm-hmm. But he said to the religious folks who are about to stone her or not cook something for her.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Not cook her a cake because she sinned. She mm-hmm. was in sexual sin. Mm-hmm. That ye that have not done what she's done it. you throw the first cupcake. No, you throw the first stone. Mm-hmm. And it's the older ones that drop their rocks first. Mm-hmm. Because the longer you live, you realize, what was I thinking?
Exactly.
Right? Because mm-hmm. God will remind you of things that make you not only drop your rocks, but drop the mic.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Oh, yeah. And so then, or no, I don't know where Rusty came from. Anyway, man. Where am I?
Cupcakes.
Oh, yeah, cupcakes, right? And so he said, you know, he that's without sin cast the first stone. In other words, he that has the authority that you've walked a perfect life, a sinless life, you go ahead and stone this woman according to the law because the law said do it. But they did not have that right because they have not walked that life that they said that they're walking. Mm-hmm. They needed the same forgiveness that she had. And so the older folks did not throw their rocks. They dropped their rocks first. It was the young ones who just opened up their businesses. They've got a fish on their sign. They're saying things like, I'm not going to do business with so-and-so. Like, what are you doing? We're not called to do business. That's not our call, even though we do business in this horizontal life. We're called to do the Father's business, and God loves folks. Mm-hmm. And you need to design whatever you do for a living, whether you're working for someone. And listen, most folks work for someone. 97% work for the 3%. Mm-hmm. So what? Do they not sell baked goods to someone? Do they not, you know, fix a meal for someone? And it looks horrific right now based on this culture, you know, what's being done. It's like, rethink this thing. You're listening to the wrong teacher. You know, Jesus, it's the religious folks that he would rebuke. He says, you cannot cast that cupcake at that man. Don't you understand? Especially if you've been cooking cupcakes for these other folks.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's so powerful what President Nelson Mandela did in regards to the unification of that kind of, that's the kind of walk that we need to walk in the area of even our oppressors that we forgive and we love and we find a place to bring healing. And in that, some will be saved. Some will find out about the goodness and the love of God. Today, inside a stadium in South Africa, where he used the same platform to be able to unify South Africa, he's unifying the world. I met President George W. Bush and mm-hmm. President Bill Clinton, President Jimmy Carter, of course, our current president, Barack Obama, and his wife. And I caught the end of his speech. It started at 5 a.m. this morning.
Oh, wow.
And I was just so proud to have our president there. And he was like the keynote speaker, I believe. It looked like he was keynote speaker. But you can actually go to VFN Torch, go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch to see it yourself. And it just felt good to have our president there in the middle of what was going on to be able to, I mean, who could affirm more in the context of that? And we're going to talk a little bit about that in the next program. We got four programs back to back. Don't miss it. Catch us on the other side. I want to give a thanks to all of our sponsors out there. Again, thank you to Copy Products. Thank you for your many, many years of service to the Gulf Coast region and for all the copy and scanning and data and all the products that you're doing. You're helping so many businesses be successful. CopyProductsCompany.com.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit them today at VFNTV.com. We have all their contact information for you, phone numbers, web addresses, even a map. Visit VFNTV.com. We want to ask you to partner. Listen, you're giving, your contributions, we're doing this together. We're taking the gospel all around the world. Every bit counts. Let's partner and do it together. VFNTV.com.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Restoring the purity in giving. Giving without regret. Imagine having a wonderful time of being able to celebrate others and to be able to get them gifts and go through a gift-giving season and it to be all said and done and all you have is good memories. No regret, no debt, no 5 years to pay it off. Listen, we have to get a right perspective of giving again. We have to understand it's supposed to be a good experience. We have to restore the purity in giving. Today, a special offer available this week to you at VFNTV.com. Just go to the VFNTV.com, click on special offer, an offer of any amount, and it could be yours. I encourage you, get it now, listen to it, so that you can truly restore the purity in giving, and you'll be giving without regret this Christmas season.
Pat, you know the great thing about all of our VFN radio listeners is that so many of them are connecting to us on Facebook. You know, we have a Facebook page. You may be listening today. You may not be aware, but we do. And you can go to facebook.com/VFNTV, or you can go to our VFNTV.com and click Facebook. Be a part. Like us. Tell your friends to like us. We're creating a virtual stadium where everyone can connect and be a part and get fresh updates on everything that happens that day on the program. Don't forget, go to VFNTV.com and click Facebook.
Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light. Host Greg Lancaster.
Well, I'm Greg Lancaster, and you're listening to VFN Radio on VFN TV and the Christian Television Network. And I give a big shout out to all of our audiences out there around the nation and around the world. Joining me today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
Hola.
Ole.
Ole. Okay. Wow. Listen, man, today is the day that they begin a 10-day memorial for President Nelson Mandela, who passed away, the father of South Africa. And if you missed the earlier program today, you got to catch it. We have four programs back to back, and you can go to VFNTV.com and catch them or catch them on your app. But do you want to, this is a year to really think about, you know, why is the world stirred over this man? We need to really think about it, learn from those that have gone before us. and he's done some pretty awesome things, and study this moment, because all the, I mean, you could pretty much say all the kings that are concerned about the earth or understand are coming. Mm-hmm. I mean, 50, 60 different nations, they're coming, and they're coming into the stadium this morning at 5 a.m. Central, 6 a.m. Eastern. I think it was 3 a.m. on Pacific time, where it was live. And it was an amazing thing. And to see our president as a keynote speaker was pretty, I feel like the keynote speaker, because he was in the beginning. Mm-hmm. It was so encouraging, because President Nelson Mandela was the first black president of South Africa, which just seems, coming from a predominantly black continent and a black country. Mm-hmm. But because of oppression, because of the colonization of South Africa, it took that long for that to happen. But also the first first black president of America gave the keynote speech, the first black president mm-hmm. of South Africa. Right. Beautiful. It is just beautiful. And I just want to, you know, I'll get a chance to communicate to our president today. I encourage all of our listeners and viewers to, you know, drop him a note or a letter thanking him for doing that. It was just amazing. It's beautiful. I think it's important to begin to think about the world as a whole, and we should have anyway, but God thinks of us as a whole in regards to how do we bring the message of the good news to the world. Go into all the world and preach the good news, mm-hmm. not just to your community, your neighborhood, or your nation, because it looks, no matter what, you just feel the momentum of the world coming on the platform, and world decisions are before us, and we can learn so much from this transformable life, this transformed life of President Nelson Mandela, and I love the African people, how they sing and they worship mm-hmm. and they dance, and it's just like, oh, yeah, so many Americans are so not musical, but hey, you know, we're trying. And some of the leaders this morning even had to say in the stadium, it's like, okay, I know you're going to play your instruments, but let's hold on. Let's wait until after this, you know. Mm-hmm. And they had different bands set up in the stadiums. I thought it was beautiful. Wow. And but also we're going to talk today not only about that, we're going to continue the conversation about that we began in the first part of the program, but also talking about the prophetic words of what God is saying. You know, what God is saying to us, so we can reveal that and, you know, have you just pray over it and see. But it's amazing some things that are going on. It's amazing. Realize no matter what man does, no matter what he does, God's word will always come to pass. And normally, at the time when you least expect it, mm-hmm. yeah. you know, because men are going to, you know, puff you up to get you to buy into whatever's going on. Well, at the very same time all this is going on, CBN News reports, and we'll be hearing from them, is that a member of the Homeland Security, a senior member of the Homeland Security Council for America, mm-hmm. this is what he says on his Twitter account. It's like, man, that tweeting's dangerous. He said, or revealing, he says, this is what he's saying. This is the head of the one that's protecting our borders and our original intent of our nation, founding mm-hmm. fathers and all, the Constitution, or at least hired by those who are supposed to protect our Constitution. I swear, I take an oath to defend America, the Constitution, from enemies foreign and domestic. And hopefully there's a related article here about, and you go to the VFN Torch and hear it, about the oaths that our president takes, that our congressmen take, that our judges take, that our soldiers take. And this is the biggest common thread in all the oaths, is the Constitution. Mm-hmm. That they're standing and protecting the Constitution of the United States. That's their job. That's why they're at that momentary time of leadership. Well, this is what he says in CBN News' reporting. They report this senior member of the Homeland Security Council, Homeland Security Advisory Council, is, he said, I do consider the United States an Islamic country. I do consider the United States as an Islamic country with, and he goes on to say, you know, more about that, but he's basically saying that, you know, this is understand Islam. Islam is a religion.
Mm-hmm.
It's a government. It's a nation. It's the nation of Islam when you think about that. It's about bringing Sharia law. And he posted on his picture on Twitter, CBN News reports, of the four fingers. If somebody gives you, you heard of somebody giving you the finger before? If somebody gives you the four fingers, you need to find out that that actually is a representation of the Muslim Brotherhood, which is probably their pledge. Remember the four different pledges that you, the four, I stand for those four, and Muslim Brotherhood 101.
Mm-hmm.
And so he had that on his Twitter picture, his face and Twitter picture. And so we just put him on the, as a senior advisor on the Department of Homeland Security. As we're removing, by the way, according to Michelle Bachmann, any record of the reality is that they want to do away with. And they're outlawed, by the way, now in Egypt. And we promoted them. They've outlawed them again.
Again. Oh, my goodness.
They were outlawed before our president went there and gave the Cairo speech, which we've talked about, and hope that's a related article as well here. But we've talked about all that in regards to America, the state of the nation, I believe it was. And... in that, we empowered the Muslim Brotherhood. It was eight members of the Muslim Brotherhood. They were illegal there. President Mubarak didn't show up. He was the president, but he didn't show up. He was soon to be imprisoned and put on trial. And for some reason, President Morsi got elected. He was a member of the Muslim Brotherhood. And the Egyptian people, based on reports and you're watching, they're just shocked that America went and helped this radical, oppressive, outlawed organization called the Muslim Brotherhood to come in power. I mean, they're offended with us.
I don't blame them.
And so they had to they had to purge their nation once again of what we brought into them, which is the Muslim Brotherhood. Now, you know, as we're growing in wisdom, and we're learning about organizers of the night versus organizer of the day. And if you haven't heard that, you need to hear that these could be tactics. This could be Alinsky tactics, not necessarily does somebody want to actually empower the Muslim Brotherhood, but they want to create a polarization of people. And that's what they talk about in Rules for Radicals. And our president taught it four years, Hillary Clinton, the former, Secretary of State did a paper on it in her college. And so sometimes you can say, well, I can't believe so-and-so is for this. You know, why would we do that to a people? And we're looking at a biblical perspective. Why are we talking about this? Because now this same mindset is on our homeland security, and we're going to hear about it today, is it's infiltrating us. And we're going to talk about a prophetic word the Lord said very specifically about 60 years. And hopefully we get a chance to talk about the 60 years today, because it's 60 years come this 2014, we're about to see some things take place. And we did talk about the four blood moons, but some more things that he's spoken since then. And so you can say, well, is our government for this now? Or you can say, wait a minute, maybe we're being polarized. And polarized means not pulverized, but polarized, which means you're taking people with two separate viewpoints and dividing them. For example, rebellious children polarize mothers and fathers. They get the mother going in one direction, and they get the father going another direction, and then they use that technique to get their way. And what that is what happened in heaven with Lucifer. He used this. That's what these tactics were first that we know of on record, that when he polarized a third of the angels against God. And so when you think about polarization, you can say, and when you when you study Alinsky's tactics or what Lucifer does, and those that are his followers, then they just they're not necessarily for anything. They're for their agenda, and it takes a teenage kid to polarize their parents to get their way. Mm-hmm. They don't care about the parents. They don't care about the future. They don't care how you got there. They just want to get their way. And then some people say, I can't believe that so-and-so is for the Muslim Brotherhood. It's like, they could be for an agenda that's being loosed on the face of the earth. Mm-hmm. And you can get distracted by focusing on that instead of focusing on God and what we're called to do through Jesus Christ, to preach the gospel, no matter what happens politically in the world. And so we're going to be talking about that as well. But, looking at today, I don't know how much time we have left before the break. Okay, good. That King's College, it's not Christ College, King's College mm-hmm. in New York, its president at the time, created a documentary and a movie called, I believe it was called Obama 2016. In other words, he's talking about what it would be like in 2016. Mm-hmm. And whatever his views are, whatever, you know, I don't know the man. But he did bring history up, what I thought was pretty interesting. And the history he brought up is what we're seeing take place right now in South Africa. What they're talking about, colonialism. What President Nelson Mandela did, he freed with the African people through his leadership, South African people, he freed them from the oppression of those who colonized them. And when somebody says, well, I can't believe that he sent the bust back of
Winston Churchill.
Well, he represents the colonization of South Africa. And also, when you look over at the Middle East, it was divided up by the same government. It was all divided up. I mean, the reason why you have these, you have Jordan and you have Syria and you have Lebanon and you have Iran and Iraq is because, just like happened in South Africa, they went there and began to divide it up and chose who was going to lead and who wasn't going to lead. And they're the ones that were delaying Israel becoming a nation at some point because they were wondering how they were going to do all this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's like, if you were oppressed, and he talks about the oppression that I think it was his grandfather, I think, mm-hmm. that they tortured him in Kenya for standing up against the colonization. They tortured President Nelson Mandela, but he was tortured for some of that 27 years. He was tortured because he stood up for the rights of people, that he stood up for rights of South Africans, mm-hmm. for the 92% supposedly the ratio-wise, I don't know what the ratio is, but just imagine 92% and 8%, that 8% were oppressing the 92%. He stood up for them, but they tortured him. Mm-hmm. They tortured him. They tortured the grandfather of our president in Kenya, based on these reports, and it's a family member, but it was his grandfather. And so why would you not send back the bust of the one who represents that oppression in the Kenyans, the South Africans, and all around the world? Mm-hmm. And so what does the end of this particular president's administration look like? And this is what the president of King College was saying was, we go back to the times prior to colonization. We go back. We undo all this colonization. Just erase it like etch a sketch, mm-hmm. and go back, which is like, I don't know, it's way back in time, like 1600 mm-hmm. and something or whatever.
Yeah.
But the powers, no, this dominance war power stuff wouldn't be based on that. And it seems like that's actually being fulfilled. And it is evil when somebody oppresses someone. That was evil. And the reason why the whole world's coming to honor President Nelson Mandela, including our president today, is there. It's because of the colonization that oppressed with apartheid mm-hmm. since 1948. And it's just amazing. We're just learning what's happening in the world. We're going to talk more about this when we get back from the break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Jesus said, you know them by their fruit. That's the only way we can really tell who we really are. And then he even tells us, apart from abiding in him, we can't even bear that fruit. Listen to Francis Chan, the author of Crazy Love, and leader of and founder of Multiply Movement share this exact thing. We are known by our fruit.
You know, the fruit will show. You know, if the tree's for real, it's going to bear fruit.
Yeah.
You'll see the action, but we want to make those statements, and we're not following up, and we're deceiving ourselves. I was thinking about this the other day, you know, how James talks about how we can be hearers of the word, but not doers, and so we're deceiving ourselves. Because we're listening and amen, 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 but we're not doing it. Mm. And you know, Satan is the father of lies. He loves deception. Mm. He loves to deceive people. But I think in a lot of ways, he's very happy with what he sees in a lot of gatherings because they're like, I don't even need to work there. Mm. They're deceiving themselves. Mm-hmm. They're going there, you know, hearing a message, amening and not doing it. They're deceiving themselves. Mm. I think Satan's actually very pleased. I want to be careful with it. Based on what I see in Scripture, I think there are times when he's pleased that the Word of God is preached and not obeyed, and that deception is going on. Because that's his MO. That's what he loves to do. Mm. He loves to deceive. And so if there's a bunch of people thinking they're following God because they're going, oh yeah, I heard a really tough message by David Platt the other day. You know, I heard this. I got so convicted. I walked away. I even walked away sad. Me and my friends, we even cried. You know, it's just like this. Yes, we did it. And I really think the enemy is going, oh, this is great. Hmm. This is great. They're not. When Jesus was about repent, like, let me see you turn. John the Baptist, repent. Let me see you turn. Peter, repent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's turn, turn, turn. And we're all about feel bad, make a grand statement.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Satan's actually pleased with that.
You're listening to Francis Chan, author of Crazy Love and Multiply Movement. You can find it at multiplymovement.com. Listen. You need to be fruitful. We are known by our fruit. It's going to be a fruit inspection time at the throne room of God because it's not that we're not earning our salvation. The very fact that we are saved, we are fruitful. Listen, if you want to be fruitful today, begin to make this Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. If you haven't yet done that, go to meetmyfather.org. Meetmyfather.org. We shared a couple of our stories and how to do that. Then begin to abide with him and be his disciple. And we have a plan for you, a simple plan for you right now, free. Just go and request it at iabide.org. Iabide.org. Eternity weighs in the balance. Your eternity.
Oh, holy night. And the stars are brightly shining.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's LIGHT, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
In sin and error pine.
Well, I wish everybody out there a Merry Christmas, a blessed Christmas. Just pray that the Lord's blessings upon you and your family and that Christ would be lifted up in your heart and in your life this Christmas season. Remember, he truly is the reason for the season. It's his birthday that we're celebrating. When God became man, when he took on the form of man.
Amazing.
And just an awesome, awesome time. Well, we're continuing talking about the colonization of what's taken place and what Nelson Mandela represents and what our current president represents, because his lineage comes from, based on what the former president of King's College talked about in his documentary, Obama 1611, which represents what will the world look like in 1611 when he finishes, or his desired goal would be.
In 2016, you mean?
2016, yes. And it's the end of the undoing of the colonization, which Great Britain went around and colonized everything. Mm-hmm. If you go to Canada, you got lakes named after queens and kings, or queens and princes, and you got, I mean, it's just remnants, Australia, and it's everywhere you look. It's called the lying. Mm-hmm. When you look at the prophetic perspective of the Word of God. He talks about the nation called the lion. And the perspective is the oppressed is saying, undo all that. And what does that look like? Well, he stood up. Nelson Mandela stood up and said, you know, it's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And his journey was about through forgiveness and mercy when he came out of prison. That it happened in a very short period of time. But if you look at Nelson Mandela's life, if you look at his life, and we talked about this yesterday, and you got to listen to yesterday's program, that imagine if George Washington, the father of America, began to stand up against tyranny and oppression as he did. He began to take up arms against the oppressor, and he did. He began to organize folks against the oppressive government, and he did, with one exception. Imagine the oppressive government arresting him. Mm-hmm. And instead of hanging him, which he thought that would happen, and Nelson Mandela thought that would happen too, they give George Washington life in prison. Mm-hmm. And now imagine that George Washington, serves 27 years. It was supposed to be a life sentence. And every day, George Washington is breaking small bricks, you know, bricks into small, you know, busting rocks, and his hands are bleeding, and he's in an 8x10 cell, and he's being ridiculed, and he's being defamed, and he's being just tortured again and again for his standing up for what's right. No, that didn't happen with George Washington because he didn't get arrested. They won the battle. Mm-hmm. But what happened with Nelson Mandela, he got arrested in the process of where our George Washington, so their founding father got arrested. Our founding father was able to not get arrested or get hung. Mm-hmm. He thought he was going to be hung. He didn't get hung. He got arrested, got a life sentence for it. But because he had that in him, there was something on George Washington. I mean, God touched this man.
That's right.
That God used him to lead this nation to the place that it currently is, or got, at least in the right direction. And then now you're looking at, even though the anointing was so strong, the call was so strong on Nelson Mandela's life, even when they locked up their George Washington, even when they locked up Nelson Mandela, because this was God's design for him, that 27 years in prison, 27 years of captivity could not stop what God intended to happen to free the South Africans. And in his prison cell, he led a nation to a place of forgiveness, a place of reconciliation, a place of unity, a place of prominence, to the point now the whole world is honored just to be even to talk about the man, the president, the father of South Africa, because he's the father of South Africa. Mm-hmm. And what is the biblical perspective of that? You know, God has a call on our life. You know, what is the call of God on your life? I mean, he could have given up a million times over. George Washington, President George Washington, when he was general, he lost more battles than he won.
Right.
And then finally, when he came to Congress to pay the soldiers who he talked into fighting more for freedom, Congress didn't even want to pay him.
Right.
And he kept his cool through the whole thing. He stayed a man of integrity through the whole thing. And you look at Nelson Mandela, I mean, what a man. And it's like, dear God, help us to be men of integrity.
Yeah.
Men of honor. Forget about, I mean, you're going to have oppressors. You're going to have people that say things about you and ridicule you and seem to torture you, torment you by their very existence. And it could be even to the point of being oppressed and in chains and those type of things. But understand this, that we can learn from those that have gone before us. And what I think about, I always think about, in the context of those like Nelson Mandela, I think about Hebrews chapter 11, when he talks about those, he write about in the Word of God, about those who suffered and who were put in chains and who were cut in two and who were boiled in oil. In other words, they were tortured and tormented and all these different things. And had to run around without clothes on because people took their clothes from them and live in caves. This is what the Word of God says. The Word of God says that the world was not worthy of them. the world was not worthy of them. You think about it, and you know, I mean, people like George Washington, people like Nelson Mandela, and a lot of those that have gone before us, you just think, man, dear God, help me be a person who stands for you in this generation. Help me stand for you. I want to encourage you today, spend the rest of your life. God, help me spend the rest of my life being a man or woman of integrity and say, you know what, despite what's happening, despite all the conflict that's coming against me, despite all the naysayers, that I want to be a deliverer of your love and your forgiveness and your mercy and your truth and your hope. Dear God, here I am. Send me into this life. Help me make a change. Help me make a difference. Help me to love.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit them today at VFNTV.com. We have all their contact information for you, phone numbers, web addresses, even maps. Visit VFNTV.com and become a sponsor or a partner. Listen, do it today. It's your partnership, your giving financially that is helping us take the gospel all around the world. Let's partner and do it together. VFNTV.com. Become a partner today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless. You know, I want to encourage you, as you're listening to VFN Radio every day, you know, we're 24-7, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We're live 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central, but we're 24-7, any time zone, all the way from Okinawa, Japan to San Diego, California. You know what I'm saying? You can come on to VFNTV.com or download our app and listen live. But we also have highlights. We actually have an entire two-hour broadcast broken up into certain segments that you can, something, you know, it just may be on your heart or on your, you wanted to hear that one thing. It's all you have time for. It's all you wanted to hear. And that's why we do that. And you can go right to that on the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com and click on the torch, or you can go to your app and just kind of thumb through the names of the highlights and listen to that one segment. But that's all for you. We want to deliver everything that we're called to deliver to you in any way that we can that helps you meet your need at that time. Sometimes you can't, you just don't have time to get it this way.
You have to get it that way. And sometimes you don't have time to get it that way. You get it this way. So don't forget, you can go to VFNTV.com. You can go to VFNTV.com, and it's there for you.